Hi, welcome back to the AU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the third and final chapter of Maseches Kinim. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis says, Achas lezo ushtayim lezo. If one woman has one set of birds and another woman has two sets of birds, v'shalosh lezo, v'eser lezo, u'mea lezo, and then another woman has three sets, and another woman has 10 sets, and another woman has 100 sets, Asakulan Lamala, if the Kohen offers all of the birds above the red line of the Mizbeach, of the altar, which is where carbon olos go, Mechsa Kasher, Umechsa Pasol, then half of them would be valid and half of them would be invalid. Namely, the carbon olos would be valid and the carbon chatises, the sin offerings, would be invalid. Kulan Lamatan, if he offered them all below the red line on the Mizbeach, Mechsa Kasher, Umechsa Pasol, then half of them would be fit, namely the carbon chatas of these sets, umechsa pasul, but half of them would be invalid, namely the carbon ola, the burnt offerings. Chetzin yamalan v'chetzin lamatan, if he offered half of them above and half of them below, hamaruba kasher, then the greatest number is fit. Zehaklal, and this is the general principle, kol makam sha'ata yochel l'chaluk es hakanim v'lo yu mishel isha achas. Anytime you can divide these sets of birds so that they don't all belong to one woman, bein l'lamalan, bein milamatan, whether they were offered above the line or below the line, mechza kasher u'mechza pasul. In such a case, half of them would be fit and half of them would be unfit. Kol makam sha'enat hayochel l'chaluk es hakinim ad shelo yu mishel isha achas. But whenever you cannot divide the nests in such a way that they don't all belong to one woman, bein milamalan, bein milamatan, then whether above or below the line, hamaruba kasher, then the greatest number of sets is what's valid. Let's look in the Bart Nero. Zehaklal, this is the principle, kol makam shata yochel l'chaluk, etc. Anytime you can divide the sets so that they don't all belong to one woman. Klomar, this means to say, shekein isha achas, that the set of one woman, enu nechalik l'shnayim, can't be divided between two. Ela kein isha achas l'mala v'kein isha acheres l'mata. But perforce, the set of one woman was offered above the line and the set of another woman was offered below the line. Then, mechsa kasher, mechsa pasul. In such a case, half the birds are valid and half the birds are invalid. V'kol makam she'eno, etc. In any place you cannot divide the birds in such a way. Kagon, achas lazu, ushtayim lazu. So, for example, if a woman has one set and another woman has two sets. She'yesh mechelek shel isha achas, l'mala v'lamata. And that's the case, then one woman definitely has a set that was offered half above and half below. In such a case, hamaruba kasher kid parishis. Then that's when the greatest number is valid, as we discussed. All right, let's continue now with Mishnah Gimel. Chatas lazu va'ola lazu. If one woman has a carbon chatas and another woman has a carbon ola, asa kulan lamalan, if they were all offered above the line, mechsa kasher u'mechsa pasul, then half of them are valid, namely the carbon ola, because it's above the line, and half of them are pasul, namely the carbon chatas. Kulan lamatan, if they were all offered below the line, which is where the carbon chatas goes, mechsa kasher or mechsa pasul. In that case, the chatas would be valid, and the ola would be invalid. Chetzian lamala v'chetzian lamatan, and if half of them were offered above the line and half below the line, shtehen pasul, then both of them are invalid. Shani omer chatas kreva lamala v'ola lamatan. Because in such a case, I could say that the chatas got offered above the line and the ola got offered below the line. We don't know for sure because the birds got mixed up. Remember, in all these scenarios, the birds have gotten confused with one another. So in such a case, I have to assume that it didn't get done properly. Let us look in the Bart Nero again. Chatas lazu va'ola lazu. Each one has a chatas and an ola respectively. Ha nami koi adetani la'el beperakama. This also refers back to what we said in the first chapter. Ola shenis arva b'chatas o ifcha kulon yamusu. That when a carbon ola gets mixed with a carbon chatas or vice versa, all the birds have to be left to die. V'hani nimili b'nimlach. But that's only talking about when the Kohen consults how he should act. Aval b'lo nimlach al turuvaso. But when he doesn't inquire about this mixed set of birds, but also kein lamata v'kein lamala, and he offers one set above and one set below, mechsa kasher u'mechsa pasul. In such a case, half are valid and half are invalid. V'afal gav di'i asi le'amluche, amrinan le lo sakriv. And even though if he had gone to Beis Din and asked, what do I do? They would say, don't offer them. Kiditanya yamusu kulan, as we learned, he has to let them all stay to die. Hashta delo nimlach amrinan she'echad nasa kehochaso v'kasher. Now that he went ahead and did it and he didn't inquire, we have to say that one of them was done properly and that one is valid. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Daled and Hey.